KSRN News. I'm John Scott. Church leaders and parents' rights groups throughout California are gearing up for a massive effort tomorrow aimed at derailing State Assembly Bill 495. It's being called a child trafficker's dream because it allows strangers to remove children from public schools or daycare centers without their parents' permission. Karen England, president of the Capital Resource Institute in California, says every parent in America should be concerned.
Well, on the 19th, we're having a big rally, press conference, and lobby day where we're hoping thousands of citizens come and send them out to lobby the senators to oppose this bill. This bill has been flying under the radar, and so we need to stop this bill because it goes to the Senate floor, and if it passes, it goes straight to the Governor Gavin Newsom. So we have to stop it on the 19th.
More information on AB 495 can be found on the website realimpact.us. President Trump welcoming Ukrainian President Zelensky back to the White House in a bid to win the Russia-Ukraine war. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Sitting side by side in the Oval Office, the two presidents expressed hope that White House talks, which include European leaders, could lead to a future three-way meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
If everything works out well today, we'll have a trilat. And I think there will be a reasonable chance of ending the war when we do that.
Donald Trump also said he supports European security guarantees for Ukraine, though he stopped short of committing U.S. troops to the effort. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Flights in and out of Reagan National Airport in the Washington, D.C. area have resumed. A fire alarm in the control tower earlier halted all traffic. Stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 60 points, the NASDAQ composite 14 in the red. This is SRN News. Amnesty International goes to bat for Christians in Libya.
The human rights organization says the recent trials of 11 believers were a sham and all of the defendants should be released immediately. The Christians were accused of varying infractions, including criticizing Islam and trying to spread the gospel. Amnesty says, quote, prosecutors denied defendants the right to have a lawyer. They also denied the defendants access to police reports. Libya is number 4 on Open Doors' annual list of the world's worst persecutors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in Romania, where the Jewish population was devastated by the Holocaust and decades of communist rule. Alexander Florian of the Elie Wiesel National Institute for the Study of the Holocaust in Romania says anti-Semitism is exploding on social media, Facebook, TikTok, and Telegram, though less visible in traditional mass media. This is SRN News. Israeli protesters demanding a deal to free hostages in Gaza have attempted to shut down the country in one of the largest and fiercest protests in 22 months of war. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
An estimated 300,000 to 400,000 people gathered to urge Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to end the two-year-old war against the Hamas terrorist organization. Doing so, they argue, would be the last chance to negotiate the release of 20 hostages still barely alive out of the 251 kidnapped when Hamas invaded Israel on October 7, 2023. More than 1,200 Israelis and tourists were murdered while the nation's worst hostage crisis was ignited. The war the slaughter has triggered in 22 months resulted in scores of thousands of deaths and intense strain on national alliances. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.